With us live in studio this morning is Lincoln County School District number 2, Superintendent Matt Erickson, along with Board Chairman Wade Hershey today. Good morning, Superintendent. Chairman?
Morning, Duke.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Just wanted to touch base since the board meeting last week and the decision to not return to class for the rest of the school year. So, Superintendent, we'll throw the first question at you, I guess, for this one. Walk us through that process and the decision-making process with the board last week on just continuing school at home for the remainder of the school year.
Thank you. That's a good question, how we arrived at that decision. But after the governor's press conference last week and then various meetings with Superintendent Jillian Balow, it was recommended that in order to resume school opening, we would need to have our local county public health officer sign off, as well as healthcare professionals. So last Thursday, Chairman Hershey, Member Day, and a few of us from the administrative team met with those individuals and from the county and from our healthcare professionals. And the recommendation was that we remain closed for the remainder of the 1920 school year.
So, Chairman, this was a decision, of course, that was not just made, as Superintendent was saying, with just the board and the people there. You reached out to public health officials, and that's been the case throughout this whole process, if I'm understanding correctly, that everything's been done at the recommendation of local and statewide public health.
Yeah, that's true. We're not just maybe we are shooting from the hip, but we're shooting from the hip with their guidance with us. Obviously, this is an unusual circumstance that everybody's kind of trying to figure out how to deal with, and so we try to coordinate pretty significantly with public health and at the county and state level both.
Now, along with this, of course, the state did ask for your plans for continuing school at home for the remainder of the school year. How did you revisit how things have gone up to this point, and are there going to be any changes with that for the month of May for the remainder of the school year?
Yeah, I think that's probably a question the superintendent can answer better than I could. He's more involved with the day-to-day details, so I'll punt to him.
So our adapted learning plan has been approved by the state. It was approved about 5 weeks ago, and that adapted learning plan takes us through the remainder of the year. Now, we had a check-in with Wyoming Department of Education last week and had to revise and add some additions to that plan. So, again, that plan's been approved for the remainder of the school year. Now, in order to reopen, whether it's for summer school in any fashion or sports camps during the summer, and then to reopen in August, we will need to have a new plan signed off by our Lincoln County Public Health Officer and the school board, and it will need to be approved by Superintendent Balow and WDE. And that plan has several assurances in it. We're still working out the details, getting the recommendations and what needs to be in it, the assurances, if you will. But some of the things that are being looked at are such things as how will we handle common areas, how will we handle lunchrooms, places where you would maybe have more than 20, 25 students that could gather. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
So as you prepare, of course, for summer school first, that just seems more feasible because you're not dealing with nearly as many students, right? So is there, and I mean, who knows where things are at a month from now, but is there the hope right now that summer school will happen in some form or fashion inside of school buildings?
So typically we have summer school in June, and the recommendation this year is that we look to start summer school, tutoring, one-on-one, those types of things, most likely 10th of July-ish.
So just push it off a little over a month then to give more time.
Correct. And one of the things that we're doing, Duke, as a school district is typically we have all of our sports camps in June and redo our gym floors and extensive cleaning, if you will, the month of July. And we're reversing that order this summer. So we're going to start on the gym floors here in 10 days, and then hopefully they'll be cured and ready to go if we're allowed to have sports camps and different things the month of July.
District 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson and Board Chairman Wade Hershey with us live in studio. Chairman, as far as the community goes with this outreach to the community and What would you like, I guess, the overall message to be for students and parents finishing out this school year and looking ahead into what summer school and what fall may look like?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, there's just so much that's unknown right now. I guess the main thing I'd like to say is thanks to everyone. I mean, I realize this has been a huge disruption in everyone's life. Everybody's had to adjust. And, you know, I want to express thanks to the superintendent and the administrators, all the teachers. I think, you know, they're probably putting in more time than they would if we were just doing a normal class setting. Our support staff have been involved. So everyone's been involved in working really hard with this, but also I think we need to recognize parents and families and students have also had a lot of disruptions. And, you know, I just want to say thanks to everyone who's doing their best to make this work in less than ideal circumstances. And I think we'll come out on the backside of this having learned some things and hopefully better to be able to move forward stronger for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Superintendent, in the midst of all this, trying to let alone summer school, you've got graduations coming up and three high schools in District 2 that you've got to figure out how to do some sort of graduation ceremony for. And I think it was made clear last week that graduations are going to happen in some form or another. Walk us through the planning stages and what you're hoping to see there with those three graduations.
So our three graduations will take place the same day and time that they were calendared previously. And Brian Toomer, Cokeville's principal, Jason Horsley, Star Valley High, and Tyler Jack, Swift Creek High principals, they've formed committees that have parents, staff, and students on those committees, and they're in the planning stages right now. So we're going to make it great celebrations. So they'll be great. Duke, I'd also like to piggyback off what Chairman Hershey said, and I would just applaud the families. This has been extremely disruptive. And I would just remind families that the last thing we want to do is hurt relationships between parents and students right now, their kids. What academic gains we may gain in the next month are not worth hurting a relationship long term.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, Board Chairman Wade Hershey in studio this morning, thank you both so much for your time. Anything else regarding the school closure and what's up ahead you'd like to mention today?
I would also give a shout out to our staff, like Chairman Hershey did. We've got amazing staff members, and, you know, from our teachers down to food service ladies, they're working extremely hard, hundreds and hundreds of meals a day that they're preparing and handing out. All of our workers or staff members have been repurposed in some fashion if they're not directly tied to instruction, and they're just doing a great job. And then also the school board. They've put in many, many, many extra hours. We've been having weekly meetings, and that's totally against the norm. So I appreciate very much our school board as well.
Superintendent Erickson and Board Chairman Wade Hershey this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.